Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Biden holds a press conference. Finally, after 64 days in office, they managed to get Joe to the podium to answer some questions. And it turns out to be one of the biggest farces in political history. Folks, it would appear that Donald Trump is not the only president who has a connection to professional wrestling. Because what we saw at this press conference was professional wrestling. Why do I say that? Well, I'll tell you why I say that. Because the whole entire thing was scripted. You had a man out there with cue cards who was told who to call on by name and when to call on them and probably exactly what question they were going to ask and had cheat sheet cue cards of what how to respond. This isn't a president, a strong, confident president, walking to a podium saying, I'll answer whatever questions from whatever reporters happen to want to ask a question, and I'll just give the answers off the top of my head because I know what I'm talking about. That's not what this was. I could have had that press conference. Give me the names of the reporters and the answers you want me to give, and I can read it off a cue card, too. Pathetic what we saw. And then the fact that he lied. He lied throughout the press conference. And no one challenged him on it. So let's get into it a little bit. You literally have a media there 100% in the tank for Joe Biden who gave him the questions ahead of time. Yes, Joe Smith is going to ask you if you feel the responsible for what's happening on the border. Your answer, Joe, will be the Trump administration caused this by causing a backlog by not admitting as many people during their administration and backlogging it. That will be your response. There will be no challenge. All of these reporters will ask their questions with no follow-up and no challenge. Who can't have that press conference? Sent out Greta Thunberg, she'd have done okay at 16. This is because they have no confidence in Joe Biden. They don't want him to ad-lib anything because they fear if he ad-libs anything at all, he will screw up, challenge somebody to fight, call somebody a dog-faced pony soldier, start talking about the good old days when he had hair on his legs or something else. And he still went into his senior moment. Because Joe can't help ad-libbing some things. A lot of people are talking about his moment where he's trying to say that the filibuster is a rehashing of the Jim Crow era. Well, the Democrats were the ones who started the Jim Crow era. No, it's not Jim Crow, it's Jim Eagle. Jim Eagle? Well, everybody's like, who the hell is Jim Eagle? Well, there's no Jim Eagle. He wasn't talking about a person or a character. He was saying or trying to say that a crow is small compared to an eagle. So if Jim Crow looked bad, Jim Eagle is bigger. No one got it because it doesn't make any sense because it's him being a babbling idiot. Then he had his moment where he's like, if you really want to try to accomplish something and you really want to try to be, and we just, oh, never mind. Never mind. And the reporters, what were they? Yes, Mr. Biden, I would just like to say that the reason you were elected is because you're such a moral and wonderful and kind and considerate and thoughtful and godlike individual. I mean, could they possibly be more in the tank for this man? Do you remember anyone saying that to Donald Trump ever? You want to talk about totally being in the tank. This is professional wrestling. It was 100% scripted, and it was scripted with the consent of the media and the Biden administration. You give us the questions ahead of time. We will call on you based upon letting you know that, we're going to call on you. This is the answer, Joe, you are going to give them, and they will not follow up. So all you have to do is grab your little cue cards, say what's on the cue card, read the name of the reporter, the question's already there, the answer's written for you. You don't think they practice that? You don't think there's somebody in the Biden administration saying, here's the question that's going to be asked by this reporter when you call on them. And here's your answer, Joe. Let's hear it. This is scripted. This is 100% scripted. This is not a press conference. No wonder he didn't call on any news media that was more right-leaning, because they weren't in on it. It's the same reason a pro wrestler is not going to challenge, some 6'9", 300-pound guy in the audience, because they're not in on it. They'll just punch you in the face. But if you're in on it, well, that's fine, because you'll pull your punch. See how that works? What you saw was staged. But how is it going to be staged when Joe Biden has to meet leaders of foreign countries who are going to ask him hard questions? And he's going to have to respond to those questions. And he's not going to be able to. And the answer is, he's not going to meet with the leader of these countries. He's not going to. And they're going to use COVID as an excuse. They're going to say, he can't really travel. He's not going here or there. They're just going to have a phone conversation. And the reason they're going to have a phone conversation is so somebody could sit right next to Joe and say, say this, say that, say this, say that. Because he cannot do it, folks. What you're seeing is the Wizard of Oz. You're seeing a man behind a curtain who's pretending to be someone when someone else is actually pulling the strings. It is absolutely a farce. Joe Biden's not running this country. Joe Biden is the guy who fits the suit. And this press conference proved it. If you do not have the faith to send the President of the United States out without cue cards and specific people to call on with prearranged questions, then you don't have the faith that he is able to tackle the hard questions or the issues. But you won't. You've revealed yourself for exactly who you are. You're the puppet masters, and he's the puppet. And I feel sorry for Joe Biden to a certain extent, because I don't even know if he knows he's being led around by the nose. I don't know. But I couldn't believe that an African-American woman literally got up and said, you've been elected because you're so moral and wonderful. So moral and wonderful. In 1988, he was forced to step down from the presidential elections because in disgrace for plagiarism. Then he says he doesn't want his children growing up in an urban jungle. Then he gives a eulogy at the funeral of Robert Byrd, who was one of the top members of the KKK. He's been accused of sexual misconduct. He's got his hands all over kids that are, 11, 10. And you can excuse it and say maybe he's just too stupid to know that's inappropriate. Well, it's still. That's a moral and wonderful man, huh? That just got up there and lied. So where's the lies? Well, let me start with lie number one. Lie number one is they're coming over the border because of the backlog that was caused by Donald Trump. We're not really letting in any more than would normally have come in. It's just that Trump didn't let so many. Yeah, well, guess what? He had the border secure at Einstein. Of course he didn't. But we're not responsible. You're not? They're wearing Joe Biden T-shirts. How much more responsible? That would be like watching people flood into a concert with a band T-shirt on and saying, they're not my fans. I don't know who they are. They're not my fans. Yeah, no, they are, Joe. You're the one who said, swarm the border. Surge the border if I become the president. And they did it. They listened to you. Did you not listen to the immigrants crossing the border who were saying, well, Joe Biden is the one who told us to come here? Joe Biden's half the reason we're here. The other half is our country, but Joe Biden's the other half because we know now we're going to get let in. You didn't hear them say that. You're a liar. You're a damn liar. But that's small potatoes because every politician lies. But here's one that's not small potatoes. When you were asked about children at the border, you said the vast majority are 17, 16-year-olds. There aren't 6 and 5 and 8-year-olds at the border. Oh, yes, there are. Oh, yes, there are. There are tons of them. Tons. And what you're not telling the American public is if 14 people come and say, we're the family of this 8-year-old, they're all being let through. All 14 of them. And the vast majority are being sent back, 13% being the vast majority. 25 people got asylum in that one era of the Trump era, 10,000 under Biden, but you're doing no more, right? It's a lie. And then the worst lie of all is, don't worry, we're not ripping children from the arms of their mothers or letting them starve. No president has done that except Donald Trump. Show me where a child starved to death in the custody of the United States in those cages. Show me. Please show me. You're a liar. You bold-faced lied to the American public again. Our goal was to get 100 million vaccines in 100 days. Well, that was the exact same thing that Trump had. He was doing, what, 1,000 a day, I believe. 10,000. I don't know, 100,000, whatever it was. It was basically a million. Oh, no, a million a day. He was doing 100 million in 100 days. He was doing the exact same amount. Now you're saying, well, we may get to 200 million. Well, no crap. You might be able to because the vaccine was there for you, Joe, when you walked into the White House. Why was the vaccine there for you? Because Donald Trump put more pressure on those pharmaceutical companies than has ever been put on them in the history of mankind. And the very least you could have done was to acknowledge that and say, I don't agree with Donald Trump's politics. I don't agree with his policies. But he left us with a vaccine. And that helped us to expedite getting it to the public. No, you can't do that. But you want to reunite the country, right? You're a liar. You don't want to reunite the country. When you were asked if you were going to run again, you said, I don't even know if there'll be a Republican Party. Is that the actions of a man who wants to unite the country? You don't want to unite the country. You just said you don't even know if there's going to be a Republican Party. It's a joke. It's an absolute disgrace. Not one question about COVID. He talked about the vaccines, but nobody raised their hand and said, I have a COVID question. If the vaccines are so powerful and so useful, how come we all still have to wear masks and social distance? What's the point of taking the vaccine if it doesn't prevent us from having to do the same things we had to do before we took the vaccine? Nobody asked that. One person says, well, when are we going to get transparency at the border? Oh, I pledge transparency. As soon as I'm able to get things organized, that's the equivalent of a kid having a girl in his room and saying, hold on, Mom, I'll let you into my room as soon as I hide the chick. Yeah, when we get the mess cleared up at the border, we'll let the press in. Give us some time to clear up the mess so we can make a good impression, and then we'll let you in. Until then, you don't get to go in. But guess what? Some of the senators got to go in. We saw these conditions. governors and mayors of different towns and states are coming forward saying this is beyond the pale. We can't deal with it. But it's all Donald Trump's fault. So let me get this straight. Your messes are Donald Trump's fault. Your successes are your own, even when you didn't earn them. That's not an honest man. See, a man who wanted to reunite the country would have said this. I strongly disagree with Donald Trump's mannerisms. I strongly disagree with some of his policies. However, I fully realize that 75 million people voted for him, and I fully realize that some of his policies are popular. And I will give him credit where credit is due. When this pandemic hit, he was extraordinarily quick to get this vaccine. And by getting this vaccine and having it available to us when we hit the White House, we were able to distribute it quicker. So give his administration some credit. Give him some credit. Give the man credit where credit is due. No, you can't do that because your party would not accept that. You want to know how I know? Because I watched an actual poll where they had Democrats, Republicans, and independents all pressing little buttons to give grades on what Joe Biden was saying. And when Joe Biden is stumbling and bumbling and lying, all the Democrats are giving him A+. And all the independents and the Republicans are giving him F's and D's because they know he's lying through his teeth. See, the Democrats don't care that he's lying through his teeth as long as he's preaching their song. Joe Biden could come out and say, Donald Trump had people executed at the border and buried them in the desert, women, children, and men. And the Democrats would say, yeah, that's right. And they wouldn't ask for any proof. They'd just say, no, he's a murderer. They don't care what Joe Biden says. Joe Biden accused Donald Trump of killing children, starved to death. Prove it. Never happened, Joe. This is your mess. You caused this. But you won't accept any blame, and you won't go to the border either. You won't go to the border. You won't go anywhere because somebody might ask you a question, and you won't have your handy little cue card. How many times in that 40-minute press conference did Joe Biden say, I have a little card here. I have a little card to keep facts straight. Well, that's funny. I get on air here. I don't have any cards. I don't have a cheat sheet. I don't have a little notepad that tells me what I want to talk about. I'm talking to you off the top of my head. Joe Biden can't do it because he doesn't know. And they know he's going to stumble and bumble, folks. He stumbles and bumbles when he has the cards. What would happen if he really had to call on somebody who says, Joe, we have a tape of you saying, surge the border. You don't think that that made you responsible? What did you mean when you told all those people to surge the border, Joe? And he's going to have a nervous breakdown and say, I challenge you to step outside, horse-faced pony soldier. That's what will happen. He'll go from Joe Biden to Grandpa Simpson. That's exactly what would happen if you start challenging Joe Biden with hard questions because he has a bad temper and no memory. So he'll just get mad, get frustrated, and start babbling. Yeah, I plan on running again in 4 years. Well, you'll be 82, 83, whatever the hell, however the hell old you're going to be. What, are you deluding yourself? It's unreal what Joe Biden's going to be allowed to get away with, folks. But you're going to have to deal with the fact that from this point forward, all these press conferences, they're going to be pro wrestling. The mainstream media, which is in the tank for Joe Biden, will be told, submit your questions 2 weeks, 3 weeks ahead of time. And we'll call you up and tell you which one of you will be chosen. So-and-so from this news organization, you're going to be chosen. We approved your question. There will be no follow-up or no challenging of the answer. And they'll say, yes, master. And if they do take an opposition question from a right-wing organization. He'll give them some flippant answer like, oh, come on, man, you know the deal. We're doing what we have to do. You know what we got to, the thing that we are supposed to be doing, and you know what I'm talking about. We, from the bottom of my heart, come on, man, you know it. That's going to be the answer. No follow-up. Shut up. You ask your question, you got your answer. Except there is no answer. It's just psychobabble. And then the news reports will be combative reporter challenges Joe Biden and gets embarrassed by genius president who puts him in his place by saying, come on, man, you know what we're doing. The thing that we're doing is the thing that the world knows that we are doing and we have to do. Because it's the righteous thing, man, you know. That's going to be the answer. And the press will say, marvelous, wonderful. He's a genius speaker. Instead of saying, you've said nothing. You've said absolutely nothing. You've said 900 words and none of them make a damn bit of sense, or none of them answered the question. Wasn't a press conference, folks. That's not a press conference. That's called a scripted performance. And for a scripted performance, it gets a D. Because he still stumbled and bumbled and looked old and weak and frail and confused. See, because the one thing you never do, if you got cue cards, is to admit you got cue cards. Keep them down on the podium and just look down once in a while to say, I got a card here somewhere. They told me I might, hold on, I got somewhere I got a card here. Do you remember early on when Joe Biden wasn't the president and he was taking questions and he said, I don't know who to call on next. Wait a minute, who am I supposed to call on? And he's looking through cards to find out who to call on because they had hand-picked reporters to call on. Well, that's what they're doing in the press conference now. They're hand-picking reporters and telling them ahead of time. And Joe Biden doesn't even have the sense to realize you're supposed to keep that quiet, Joe. You're not supposed to hold up the card and say, wait a minute, I was told who to call on. I got my cards here. Wait. Wow. You know, I never thought I'd miss Donald Trump as much as I do. But I just heard an interview with Donald Trump to which they asked him, what do you think about this China situation? What do you think happened when China came here and basically told us we don't have the, we no longer have the position of strength to dictate to them? And he said, rightfully, they never would have said it to me. They said, what would you do if they said that to you? And he said, they wouldn't have. But if they did, their tariffs would have been doubled instantaneously. And they know their tariffs would have been doubled instantaneously. And I'll have told my people, get up from that table and walk directly in their face. You stand up, you put your briefcase under your arm and say, thank you, goodbye. That's a position of power. That's a strong president. Instead, what does the Biden administration do? Oh, we know the United States has made many mistakes. We're very sorry. And we're apologetic for what we have. God, please. It makes me want to vomit. You think all these people don't know how weak you are? Oh, well, Kim Jong-un shouldn't off missiles again. Vladimir Putin's challenging people to debates on television. How many debates did he challenge Trump to? A zero. China's telling us we're not in a position of power anymore. Oh, but Joe Biden, he's a hero. He represents strength and unity. No, he represents weakness and fecklessness, and every one of our enemies know it. And now after seeing that performance and realizing he can't even answer friendly questions without a cue card, when these people get to meet Joe Biden, if they ever do, they know they can run him over like a freight train. He's in no position to debate any of these other people. They'll destroy him. So that's why everybody's going to be locked down, because, oh, no, Joe can't go. We'll just talk on the phone where we can have 18 people around him in a conference call telling him what to say, telling him how to respond, telling him what his policies is. Joe don't even have a policy. His policy is whatever they're whispering in his ear. I swear to God, if they told Joe Biden to say, Frogs are aliens from outer space, and we need to start making small helmets for them so that they don't spread radioactive waves into the air. He'd say it. He'd say that. Because he doesn't even know what he's saying. They just tell him what to say. Here's a cue card. This is what you say. Congratulations. That's the man you elected president. And he's talking about running again in 4 years. He's not going to make it for 4 years. The Democrats know he's not going to make it for 4 years. They don't even want him to make it for 4 years. They didn't want him now. But they knew he was the most easily led and the guy that they could just put up there like Weekend at Bernie's and say, here's the body. He moves his mouth, but he's saying our words. He's a Manchurian candidate. He literally is. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And this press conference proved it, folks. I want you to take a look at that press conference and you tell me, is that a man who, if you were a leader of a foreign country, you wouldn't want to sit across the table from and negotiate hard? Is that the man you want in a position of power in this country to say we represent strength and power? China knows it. That's why China came right to our country and right in our face said, you don't have any standing of power to tell us anything. And Donald Trump was 100% right when he said they never would have said it to him. They never would have. Did they before? No. So Joe Biden lies to the press conference, says the border crisis is Trump's fault. The success with the vaccinations, that's Joe Biden's doing. Both of those are a lie. Says Donald Trump starved children to death on the border, that would be a lie. Says 100 million in 100 days was absolutely 100% Joe Biden's goal and wasn't even close to being matched. That's not true. Trump matched that before Joe Biden took office. Then he lied and said, well, this is a seasonal thing at the border. They always have a swarm at this time. No, they don't. No, they don't. Prove that. Show me the statistics. They're not there. You lied. The problem is no one will challenge him, so he can get up there and say anything. It doesn't matter what Joe Biden says. He's not going to be challenged. He could get up there and say, well, Donald Trump never, ever even held a press conference. Coronavirus and sit in the White House and did nothing, and people would say, yeah, that's right. There's no challenge, so he can say whatever he wants. He's free to say anything, no matter how outrageous it is. The man said Donald Trump allowed children to starve to death in these holding facilities when not one case of that's been reported. Not one. And not one reporter said, wait a minute. That didn't happen. When did that happen? Not one person said, wait a minute, there's never been a seasonal rush of illegal immigrants. No one said, wait a minute, not everyone is being sent back. Only 13% of people are being sent back. You're not sending back a majority. No. He's the liar in chief. He can say whatever he wants and get away with it. Because the press is in on it. Everyone's in on the fix. It's pro wrestling, folks. Welcome to Joe Biden's WWE. It's unbelievable what this man got away with. Unbelievable. To us, it's sad. To foreign countries, it's open season.